Its aim really has been to produce a $100 laptop that would be available in developing countries to as many children as possible. The whole laptop project, basically there's a community of developers around the world working on it.
They're working computers, not toys. So how can they be produced so cheaply?
Well, I think you'll find that a lot of the overheads have gone. They're also ordering them in large quantities, single runs of a million from one manufacturer. I mean, they have looked at sourcing components quite cheaply. It's actually very high tech.
One of the other exciting elements about these laptops is their use of a completely new interface. These are obviously aimed specifically at disadvantaged kids who don't have many educational resources. Do you think they will adapt to the interface?
That's a hard one to answer, and I think that's one of the big issues in this whole project, is that we're making certain assumptions about how these machines will be used, or in fact that they will be used, and that hasn't been tested yet. The first big shipment's going out in the second half of this year, and it'll be interesting to see how these things are used, whether they're used. The interface is fairly intuitive, not a lot of words, quite a few icons that seem to be fairly recognisable, but I really don't know.
What do you anticipate its application could be in Australia?
I understand that the Education Department in the Northern Territory are looking at having a trial of these in remote areas. The price of these things will mean that laptops will be more easily available to students, and because they're laptops, they'll be able to take them home and use them. My understanding is that at least a small trial will go ahead in the near future.
Nicholas Negroponte of MIT Media Lab in the United States came up with the idea for the laptop, which he believes will bring about a revolution in the education of young children. But what exactly are the educational benefits of this program? Does providing disadvantaged children with greater access to computers just make them more computer literate? Or does access to modern technology have broader educational implications? I put this question to Dr. Bernard Hawkner, a senior lecturer in the Faculty of Education at Monash University in Melbourne.
We need to think about computers, and in particular young people's access to computers, being a way to help them understand communication and thinking, rather than saying, well, a computer is a good thing you'll need sometime in your life because industry needs computers. So we need to get right away from the idea that this initiative has got anything to do with training people up to be computer literate. It's actually got nothing to do with that at all. The point is that with access to a computer, and particularly a modern computer, which is essentially a communications device as well, it gives young people the opportunity to experiment, to play with ideas, to communicate using information technologies, and in particular it's leading them to organise their thoughts and to categorise their ideas, revisit them, show them to other people, and so on.
The Sydney Morning Herald quotes the One Laptop Per Child website as saying that by providing laptops to every child without cost to the child, we bring the poor child the same opportunities for learning that wealthy families bring to their children. However, Dr. Hawkner rejects this claim.
The kind of privilege that many children have, particularly in Western countries, can certainly not be offset by throwing some money around simply like that, or even by providing what I agree with is a very powerful tool. Now, I think that providing laptops to disadvantaged kids at any stage is a very important thing, because it means that they can have access to these technologies, they can fiddle with them, they can work them out for themselves, and they get some idea about what the world means with information and communication technologies. But to say that that would offset their disadvantage is just, it's not just wrong, it's offensive. The kinds of advantages that other kids will have in the sense of the networks of support, the family support, the standard of teaching that they get, the hours of attendance they get at schools, the facilities they've got at home and at school, and even the people they get to mix with. I mean, it's an astonishing claim to say that the computer is going to offset those things, but I would certainly not say that it's not a reason to not do it. I think that the One Laptop Per Child project is very well thought out, in the sense that it sees the computer as a communications device and an open source device. It's a computer you can actually make changes to yourself very easily. So it demystifies the machine. I think that it's a wonderful initiative. I hope that it gets somewhere. I hope that it's depoliticised a little bit, and I think that the outrageous claims, like the one you just was quoting, need to be put back in their place.